Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Praline Marks, it feels, in fact, it has been forever. How are you?
I was just about to say the same thing. We haven't spoken in ages. I am good, and you chomping at the bit to get started on what is a mountain load.
You have no idea.
This is what happens while we're having Chagim and not on air, Simon.
You have no idea, and we have to start with the squad, because I'm going to put it to you that they finally have shown their true colors. They've come out of the closets at the anti-Semites that they are, and I think they're actually a gang in Congress. Yeah, unpack the funding story of the Iron Dome.
Well, what can I say? When Haaretz, which is very, very left-leaning, when their chief cartoonist portrays you basically as exactly what you just said, you know, you might well be an anti-Semite. Okay, so let's unpack the story. The squad, and in particular, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I really, I mean, these are Congress women, and I would just wonder what they would do if rockets came flying towards their constituents. You know, I would hate to be part of the 14th District of New York should, heaven forbid, it come under some kind of rocket or terror attack and need to fight back or defend citizens in any way. But she pushed forward a bill that would remove the $1 billion in funding for Israel's Iron Dome systems. Now, just a reminder, the Iron Dome, although an Israeli invention, is largely built in the United States and, of course, creates many jobs. It is also a system that is purely, purely defensive. It does not fire anything that attacks civilians. It is purely defensive, and without it, there would be catastrophic casualties for both Israelis and Palestinians, because if we had no Iron Dome systems and we were faced with rockets, the likes of which we had in May when nearly 5,000 were fired at us, it would mean Israel would have to go in boots on the ground into Gaza. We know the kind of situation that Israeli soldiers would have to face, and the result would be absolute carnage on both sides. So the Iron Dome is there to protect Israelis and Palestinians. However, Ocasio-Cortez and her great fans, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, Corey Bush, they do not want to see any kind of defense system being given to the state of Israel. And unfortunately, they were successful in getting the funding removed off the initial bill. However, we still enjoy very, very strong bipartisan support, both in the Democratic Party, and we have to remember that, and in the Republican Party. So U.S. Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, she also is the chair of the Representatives Appropriations Committee. She's a Democrat. She has introduced a standalone bill. It will go to the vote later today in Congress, which will push for the $1 billion in funding to go through. And I'm going to read exactly what she said. And just a reminder, she is a Democrat. So I think we have to be very, very careful not to go to that language that, you know, the Democrats hate Israel. I think we have to understand that there is an element within the Democratic Party. They identify as socialist, which is just very odd to me, guys. You know, if you identify as a socialist while wearing a couture dress that says tax the rich and attending galas that cost $30,000 per ticket. Just saying. They identify as socialist, anti-police, anti all kinds of things, and apparently anti-Israel. But this is not all Democrats. And the Democratic Congresswoman DeLauro, who's from Connecticut, says the United States' commitment to the security of our friend and ally Israel is ironclad. I wonder if that word was intentional, Simon. I like to think so. Replenishing interceptors used to protect Israel from attacks is our legal and moral responsibility. While this funding would ordinarily be included in the year-end spending package, we are advancing this legislation now to demonstrate Congress's bipartisan commitment to Israel's security as part of a Middle East with a lasting peace. And this came, of course, after a phone call, as you would imagine, from our foreign minister, Yair Lapid, to Steinhoyer. He is the House Majority Representative. Who said that it was a mere technical issue and that there is no way that he sees this bill not passing. So it hasn't gone to the vote yet. Hopefully it will be passed later today and we will receive our funding. But what it has demonstrated, as you so rightly said at the beginning, is the anti-Semitic nature of the Squad. If anybody doubted it before, it's there open to see and exactly what their intentions are. I just wonder for their poor constituents who must be wondering what these congresswomen are actually doing to benefit them, but that's just me.
You know, I was trying to understand it in my head and I was thinking maybe, just perhaps, if the weaponry had been offensive, just maybe you could perhaps, depending on your politics, make that argument that they shouldn't be sold. But a purely defensive, Iron Dome is purely defensive, it just saves lives. Where is there room for this argument? I just don't understand it, unless I'm just so unbelievably biased that I can't see the wood for the trees. I don't know really, it makes no sense to me.
Well, this is exactly it. This is purely defensive. I mean, if we just recap how Iron Dome works, Iron Dome, when a rocket or projectile is fired through its algorithm, through its radar system, it projects where that rocket or projectile, and in the case of a drone, which was intercepted, is likely to land. If it is going to land in an empty field, the Iron Dome doesn't react. If they plot that it is headed towards an area with civilians, it immediately sends out the code red, the red alert, which alerts the citizens in the line of fire of these rockets to run to their shelters, run for safety, something that I've done on many, many occasions, unfortunately. But thank goodness we have this incredible invention to alert us to get to safety. It then fires off its interceptor rockets, which only intercept the incoming rockets and projectiles. If you are in your shelter, if you've taken cover, we know to stay under cover for about 10 or so minutes while shrapnel falls. Nobody wants to be hit by falling shrapnel, which could also prove deadly. And once that is clear, you are completely safe. No retribution rockets, nothing. It is absolutely purely defensive, protecting Israelis and protecting Palestinians as well. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal invention. Yes, there have been cases where rockets have gotten through the Iron Dome defense systems, which is one of the reasons we fired onto that media building in Gaza, because from there, Hamas were trying to overwhelm the Iron Domes by firing off more rockets than they thought the Iron Domes could anticipate. So this is the situation. This is what the Iron Dome does, and this is the defensive system that AOC and her cohorts are trying to block.
It's interesting because Michael from Gallo Manor sent me a note saying their antagonism is irrational. Stop looking for reason. I think he's probably correct.
Well, there you go. He said it as clear as can be. But let's talk Durban.
Yes.
Because it was
31 no-shows.
I think is a major victory. The Durban 4 conference, largely sponsored by South Africa, opened with opening statements by President Ramaphosa, the only world leader to do so, but was boycotted by 36 countries, including countries from South America like Colombia and Uruguay, Sweden, Latvia, Serbia, last-minute boycotters. Very important to see Poland boycotting in light of the recent tensions between Israel and Poland. It's really appreciated. The attendance in the hall was very, very low. Associated Press reporting earlier that Not only was attendance low, there were no protests outside, and Israel and the Palestinian conflict was not even mentioned. So let's take that as a victory. Let's hope that if there are any future conferences that are actually meant to deal with racism and xenophobia and other intolerances, that they actually stick to dealing with racism, xenophobia, and other intolerances. But thanks to our foreign ministry for a very, very aggressive counter-campaign, we won this round.
Rolene Marks, you and I both knew we weren't going to get through much this afternoon. And I'm afraid we've got the exact same week again next week. But thanks for the input, and we will chat again next Thursday, only you and I.
I miss you already. What is this, guys?